الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our silsila, Evils of Society. Today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will be discussing the evils of social networking with specific reference to time wasting and time management. But before we continue, let us listen to a fazilat of Durood-e-Pak. Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahle Sunnat, Mawlana Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul Rahman, writes in Fatawa Razviya Sharif, volume 23, page 122. Sayyidina Abul Muwahib radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my dream. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to me, you will intercede for 100,000 people on the Day of Judgment. I asked, Ya Rasulullah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how did I gain such a status? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to me that you recite Durood-e-Pak upon me and send its rewards to me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. وَعَلَىٰ آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ. Before we continue with today's silsila, let us listen to a few verses of the Holy Quran. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَالْعَصْرِ إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم. Now, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we will listen to a few ash'ar of Nati Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habiballah. Allah, 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 wahi Rabb hai jisne tujhko hum tan karam banaya. وہی رب ہے جس نے تجھ کو ہم تن کرم بنایا ہمیں بھی ایک مانگنے کو ہمیں بھی ایک مانگنے کو تیرا آستا بتایا تجھے ہم حمد ہے خدایا. اللہ 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 حاکم برایا تم قاسم عطا
of Madani Channel. In our previous silsila, we discussed the evils of social networking. And today, inshallah, Azzawajal, we will continue with this very same topic. But just to recap on the previous discussion, previously we discussed the evils that are facing our youth, not only our youth, our society at large, young and old, involved in many social networking sites, applications, sites on the computer, applications on your smart mobile phones. And many people are engaged and so engrossed in the cyber world that they forget to live in the real world. Our youth today do not come to the dinner table, come to eat a meal with their family, but they are miles away playing on their mobile phone and texting friends, texting people through their mobile phones. We also discussed this about the social networking predators that are out there that are luring our youth via the social networking sites. And there's also cases of kidnapping that has taken place. There's also cases of human trafficking, etc. So whilst we acknowledge that social networking can be used in a positive manner to do neki ki dawat, to do sadai madina, etc., but the evils far outweigh the good in this day and age. Today, inshallah, azza wa jal, we will have a special focus on time wasting, because we find that people are spending more time in the virtual world than in the real world. We have been sent to this world for a specific purpose, and that purpose is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These social networking, these sites, these applications that are out there are consuming so much of our time that we are spending far less time in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the purpose of our creation. And we are spending far more time in unnecessary chatting and unnecessary conversations with friends and family. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith mubarakah, value five things before five other things. Number one is your youth before old age. Number two, your health before sickness. Number three, your wealth before poverty. Number four, leisure before being busy. And number five, life before death. Death lurks around the corner. Its time is fixed. You will not get a moment's reprieve when Sayyidina Israel alayhi salatu wassalam comes to seize your soul. You will not have a moment's reprieve to ask for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time that we have, as previously discussed, as Amir Ahle Sunnat says in his book called Priceless Diamonds, each moment of our lives are like priceless diamonds. We should spend these diamonds, we should value the time that we have and spend it in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, inshallah azza wa jal, we will discuss about the value of time and discuss about what the Quran Pak says about time specifically, and how we should, as Muslims, be utilizing the time that we have. Counted grains of sand in the hourglass.
All you got.
And that is your lifespan. And each time a grain of sand comes from the upper to the lower level, that's moments of your life that has passed. And for each grain of sand that is passing, you are basically, that is your lifespan, and that little time that you have is there to pave the way for the eternal life, for the akhirah. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, those of you that are involved and spend the bulk of your day using social networking, chatting to friends and colleagues, etc., wasting your time behind your cell phone, behind your computer, take heed of the message of the Holy Quran, where the Islamic brother explained to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath by time and takes an oath by the golden era of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And according to the translation from Kanzul Iman, the next ayah, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ, indeed man is surely in a loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, except those who accepted faith and did good deeds and urged one another to the truth and urged one another to have patience. So whilst Quran Majid is telling us that man is at a loss, it also tells us that there is an exception to those that are at a loss. And the exception is for those who have faith, who have iman, and those who do good deeds, and those who urge one another towards the truth and urge one another to have patience.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I also want to add something here, that what is the importance of time in one's life? So if I say that the whole human being is time, so I won't be wrong. And very beautifully Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said regarding this matter, that these days are the pages of your life. Decorate them with good deeds. As Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned, that these days are the pages of your life, decorate them with good deeds. So what message we get from this holy saying of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is this, that we should be very much careful about our time. We should see what is our lifestyle, in which direction we are going, what are we doing. So in the light of this saying of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we should make a complete planning of our life. And as brother mentioned, that we are today talking about the evils of social networking and especially the time wastage. So when one is using social network, before sitting in front of computer or laptop or using any smart mobile phone, he should think, what is the purpose of using this particular device? What I am going to do? To whom I am going to chat with? So when one, before sitting, thinks about what he is going to do, so it is, mostly it happens that he realizes that I am going to waste my time. So the message which I want to give, especially when one is going to use any social network, that before sitting in front of your device, you should think 100 times that what I am going to do, is this a compulsory thing for me to do, or am I going to waste my time?
Very beautifully put, that before you tweet, before you post, before you text, always begin with the end in mind. That you should ask yourself this question, that this post, this tweet, this text that I am about to send, is it going to benefit my akhirah or not? 9 times out of 10, dear viewers of Madani Channel, you will find that your tweet or your post or your text is going to start a conversation that is going to consume your time. You will be so engrossed in that conversation that you will even forget about the time of Salah. Muazzin will be calling out, Hayya ala Salah, Hayya ala al-Falah, come towards Salah, come towards success. But you will be texting away, you will be posting, you will be tweeting, that you would be deaf towards the call of the Muazzin. So value the time that you have, my dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madani Channel. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I feel sad and ashamed on the day which I spend without increasing my good deeds. So with every moment you should ask, many awliya ikram, when they used to sharpen the nib of their pens or pencils, they used to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so as not to waste even a moment without mentioning or without making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are writing books on Quran and Hadith, that is also the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they wish to sharpen their nibs, they used to also make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these days, we find that the youth generally, there's so much of distractions and taking the youth away from the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking our youth away from the knowledge of Islam, that kids these days know how to use these tablets, know how to use mobile phones, they know how to tweet, They know how to post messages. They know about all the social networking sites. They know about the social networking applications. But they do not know how to recite the Quran with proper tajweed.
This is a very important point. Because it's not only the youth. You find that we get so involved in these things, social networking. That means, obviously, your mind is so full of information. So scholars call this noise of the mind. So when you make ibadat, you're supposed to have khushu and khudu, to be totally absorbed in your ibadat. Now imagine with social networking, somebody told you something disturbing or something exciting, whatever. Now this is in your mind and this is in your heart. So although you're saying Allahu Akbar, you're not even conscious of the fact that you're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that's not worship. It happens to many people. So if while doing this you are told about some problem, you fail to realize that you are standing in front of Him who can solve all your problems. But now what the scholars say, with all these things, unnecessary things that we busy ourselves with, that comes into our mind and put noise in our mind. When you read namaz, when you read salah, you're supposed to be in full concentration. There's supposed to be silence. You're supposed to be enjoying your salah. But if your mind is busy with all these things, with all the noises, because of this social networking, you cannot ever have peace. Because something, while you're reading, some message that you got will come into your mind and you start reflecting upon that. It could be some disturbing thing and you are thinking, now, how am I going to get rid of this problem? Yet, Allah Azza wa Jal said, نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah Azza wa Jal knows the very thinking in your mind. So He knows, you're saying Allahu Akbar, you're supposed to be worshipping, He knows what's going in your mind. So you think that worship is worship? In Urdu, it said dhoka. So therefore, he said, this is something very important for us to understand. That when we worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, we must free our minds from all these things. And how do you free your mind? If you get rid of this nonsense that we are busying our life with. Putting all this, on the day of Qiyamah, are the angels going to ask us of the worldly things? Did you know about what happened in that country, this country? Or is going to ask you how much you know about your deen, about your akhirah, how much have you prepared? But what we do is, we spend so much of time doing things that has got no value in our life. And we busy our mind, we busy ourselves, and these are something that comes and have an impact on our worship. In Madni Namaz is mentioned, did you read salah with khushu and khuzu? Totally absorbed, enjoying your salah. But many times you find that we got so many things on our mind that we don't even aware that when we're standing and reading in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, we don't even know we are in presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of all these noises. And as I said, these are some of the things that cause the noise.
The ayat al-kareema that you mentioned, the summary of the translation is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closer to you than your jugular vein. And we find that with social networking, people want to connect. They want to connect with friends, with old friends. They want to connect with fellow human beings. But we tend to neglect the connection with our Rabb Azza wa Jalla. This ibadat that you're talking about, khushu and khudu in your salah, summary of the hadith mubarakah that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are looking at Him. Yeah? So we are so far away from being connected with our Rabb Azza wa Jal. We are so far away from our Lord Azza wa Jal. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that I am closer to you than your jugular vein. And your jugular vein is so close to you.
As you mentioned that most of the time we try to use these things only to be in connection with our relatives and friends. But believe me, everyone knows that 9 out of 10, all these talks are useless. All these things are useless. And sometimes, not only useless, but haram as well. Backbiting, telling lie, or committing any sin which is possible by using tongue or any faculty. So all these things are useless. And this is beauty of Islam, that Islam always tells us that we should be all the time not only away from nonsense, but also from the useless things. Let me read a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aqad Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, leaving the act that is not beneficial is one of the beauties that man gets through Islam. what is the importance of time in one's life? Another Hadith Mubarakah, and after listening this Hadith Mubarakah, I think each and every viewer of Madani channel will be bound to think about what he is doing and how he is spending his time. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the people of the heaven will never regret anything of the world besides the moment which they spent without remembering Allah azza wa jalla. So this Hadith Mubarakah is not about the moments we spend in nonsense and sinful things, but this Hadith Mubarakah is about the moment we spend uselessly. We don't do anything, even we don't remember Allah Azza wa Jal. So what about those moments, what about that time which we spend in disobedience of Allah Ta'ala and in sins? May Allah save us from the sins. May Allah save us from His disobedience. Dear viewers of Madani channel, all the time try to spend your time in good things, because this is the habit of our nafs, that he wants to be busy all the time. If you make your nafs busy in good things, so this is okay. But if you leave it without making busy in anything, so believe me, your nafs will not take you but towards sin and but towards the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala.
MashaAllah, that was a beautiful Madani pool, that even though a person did not do any evil deed, any bad deed, he will still have regret. And Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, has delivered a beautiful speech which has been published by Maktabatul Madina, called The First Night of the Grave. In that speech, there is an incident of Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi and a young girl who had lost her father. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi says that the deceased will regret for one of two reasons. If he was a pious person, he will regret not committing more good deeds. And if he was a sinner, he will regret committing those sins. What do you have to say about the time that we have and how we spend it?
Okay, the reference we made earlier about the counted grain of sand in the hourglass. In this time, our eternity is being decided. That means every breath that we waste, we're not going to get back. If you reflect in our own lives, how much time we have already wasted. And Hazrat Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, has mentioned something very beautiful in one of his books. He said, if you take your day and divide it into 24 hours, as an hour passes, that box with it 1 hour is locked, never to come back to you, is gone. Now, if you did good deeds in that box, it's going to be beneficial, because you can't bring it back and unchange and start adding good things to it. It's gone. If you did bad, it's an evidence, a witness, and is going to be the cause of you going to Jahannam. That means you look into your 24 hours, like how we fill Madni and Amat, a good point for us to reflect. In these 24 hours, what did we do? And Hazrat Imam Ghazali radiallahu anhu mentioned that if you read your 5 salah, at least 5 hours of that is in the ibadat of Allah azza wa jal. As we pointed earlier, many times, because of our lifestyle, even whilst we are making ibadat, we get no benefit. Alhamdulillah, Shaykh Tariqat Damat Barakatum Aliyah, he's been pointed about this, that many times when we read salah, we don't know how to read properly, we don't know how to make sajda, we don't even know the rules of salah, we don't even know what is farz for us. So in that case, although we read namaz, Hazrat Imam Ghazali is assuming that those people who know about the rules of salah, they know how to read tajweed properly, etc. So if you read properly, at least 5 hours of the 24 hours is included in that. So you got some benefit. So
now imagine 24 boxes, yeah. 5 boxes now, yeah. Got good deeds in them.
But imagine if you don't know how to read tajweed properly, I mean Quran properly, you're making mistakes while reading salah. So that even that, although you're reading, you're not getting your full benefit. Now, in this, he said, well, if you do sinful acts, that is gone. But he says one regret for even pious people will be if that box is empty. That means he did nothing. Now imagine if you are spending your time chatting in that hour. And normally when you chat, you look at, normally this is what happens. It's full of gossip. You look for juicy things. You look at scandal. And this is what becomes popular. And scandal can be a lie. And you become party to it. So you get involved in so many things. You may innocently be chatting to somebody else and he tells you something and you pass a message on to somebody else. That is a major sin. You're getting involved in backbiting. So can you imagine in these hours, so how many boxes, how many days of our lives have already been passed and we have got few precious moments left. Now we have to decide now in the future. And something Amirul Sunnah Damat Prakatam also encourages. He says, and this is from the hadith, says, read your Isha in Jamaat and read your Fajr in Jamaat. Then your whole night is considered worship. So imagine, now there's a very important point here as well. So if you read your Fajr Salah in Jamaat, it's mentioned in the hadith, and your Isha Salah, that whole time between that, imagine you get full marks in that hours that you are sleeping. But if you go and now serve the net, and you chat with somebody, and that's your spare time, and you let shaitan destroy your connection. It means what Amirul Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu Ala advises us, within 2 hours, go and sleep with the niyat that I'm going to get up for tahajjud. In that time, you do fikr al-Madinah, you read the surah Mulk, you do all these things. What is prescribed? Because Amirul Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu Ala, a wali of Allah, he wants us to benefit in this time. Therefore, he advises, after you do all these things, within 2 hours, go and sleep. Alhamdulillah, those hours will be. But what do? We find, or we chatting, or we surfing the net. All these things, the shaitan does not want us to have this benefit. So therefore, these hours are lost. So the appeal to viewers of Madni channel is, get involved in the environment of Dawat Islami. Start practicing on your Madni Namat. At least you'll know and follow the advice of a Waliya Kamil. And you will at least be saved. So many of the boxes you have will have positive for you.
As the Islamic brother has explained, Imam Ghazali Ali Rahmatullah Al-Qawi has said that there are 24 hours in a day. Consider each hour to be a box. And we want to ship these boxes for our akhirah. Let us fill them with good deeds. If we look at the life of our pious elders, we find in the life of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, in the month of Ramadan alone, he used to make 61 completions of the Holy Quran. One during the morning, one in the evening, and one in Salat al-Taraweeh for the 30 days. That's 61 times Imam Azam Abu Hanifa alayhi rahmah would recite the Holy Quran. How much of Quran are we reciting, dear viewers of Madani channel? Please introspect. Take this time now to introspect and ask yourself that this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our constitution as Muslims. This is the book of guidance for me. And if I want guidance, I have to know what is the contents of this Quran. How often do I open this Quran and recite it? How often do I take guidance from this book of Allah Azza wa Jal? In the mahol of Dawat-e-Islami, as Islamic brother has mentioned about Madani in Amat. Madani in Amat is a system to make you pious. In Madani in Amat, a question is asked, did you recite 3 verses of the Holy Quran with translation from Kanzul Iman and commentary as well? So by reciting 3 verses of the Holy Quran, already we are being connected to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're talking about being connected to our friends, connected to our family members, connected sometimes to strangers who we do not know from different countries. Here we are being connected with the one who has created us. Because this is his kalam, and by reciting his kalam and trying to understand what Allah Azza wa Jal is telling me as his creation, make it your habit to fill in Madani in Amat and at least 3 verses of the Holy Quran every day with translation and commentary. Make it your habit to recite every day. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will see a Madani revolution in your life. To conclude, dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, gives us a solution to time management. Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat writes in his book, Priceless Diamonds, "Dear Islamic brothers, if possible, make a daily timetable. Firstly, try your best to sleep within 2 hours after offering Salatul Isha. Chatting and gossiping with friends when there is no religious benefit is a big loss." And here we can also include social networking, chatting in chat rooms, etc. It is stated in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, Volume 4, page 166, "One of the causes of the destruction of the nation of Lut alayhi salam was that they would sit by the roadside and would laugh and joke." And these are the things that are happening on social networking sites. Dear Islamic brothers, no matter how pious your friends look, you should avoid and repent of every such company which makes you heedless of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sleep early after completing your religious activities of the night, because rest at night is better for your health, and this is natural too. It is mentioned in Surah Qasas, verse 73, translation from Kanzul Iman, "And with His mercy, He made the night and day for you, so that you may rest during the night and seek His munificence during the day, and for you to be thankful." Commenting on the foregoing verse, Hakimul Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Ali Rahmatullahi Al-Mannan, has written on page 629 of Nurul Irfan, "This verse makes it clear that resting at night and earning livelihood during the day is better. Do not remain awake at night unnecessarily, nor spend the day in useless activities. However, if someone sleeps during the day and works during the night due to his job, there is no harm in doing so." So my dear Islamic brothers, as advised by Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, set a timetable for yourself. Prepare a schedule for your day that is to come. Set time aside for sleeping, and set time aside to recite the Holy Quran. Set some time aside to learn some masail, some fiqhi masail, farz ulum, etc. Set some time aside to earn a living. And inshallah azza wa jal, you will see the blessings and the benefit of this in your life. Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat is an example for all of us. And he himself does not even own a mobile phone. We should take heed from this, that he is communicating with people via Madani channel throughout the world, but yet he doesn't own a cell phone. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, as the Islamic brother has mentioned, that he, through his works, through his writings, through his speeches, etc., benefiting the Muslim ummah at large. We should think of our akhirah. And we should also try to set a schedule for our lives and stay away from useless talk, useless chatting, useless tweets, useless posts, and spend the remaining days of our lives in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please join us in the next silsila of evils of society. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.